And now, broadcasting from their secret hideout, Checkpoint XP presents a show about comic books and superheroes. Robbie Landis, Joe Sloan, The Other Identity.
It's a comic, a movie. No, it's a podcast. It's The Other Identity. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the next issue. Now, if you're new here, we are a show about comic culture from Checkpoint XP. Each week at noon Eastern on twitch.tv/checkpointxp. If you want to catch us live, we talk about the world of comics at large. Now, before we get into today's show, I'd like to remind all of our listeners that we don't just do comics. Checkpoint XP is the nation's first syndicated talk show dedicated entirely to esports and gaming. You can find out more over at checkpointxp.com. Make sure to also follow us on social medias at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. With us from our flagship show to the daily shows, we also have Low Team Damage, an Overwatch talk show, Checkpoint 76 for Fallout 76, and tons of other content for every type of gamer. So with all of that out of the way, we're going to jump right in. Of course, I am Joe'd by my partner, Sloan. What's up, Joe? Hey.
How's it going, dude? Another beautiful day in the neighborhood, although we're supposed to have an ice storm settling upon us shortly. So
great.
You know, we'll have to figure out how that's going to work with tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But we had, of course, a major sporting event happen over the weekend. The one, some would say maybe the largest in North American culture.
Kind of getting smaller every year. I hear that it's the lowest ratings in 10 years or something like that.
Well, it's like if you have maybe the same team play like 6 out of 10 years, people get tired of watching it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I think no one in New Orleans watched. So, yeah.
But we did get a lot of cool stuff in between.
Yes, we did.
And specifically what actually pertains to us is we did get a new TV spot for both Captain Marvel and Avengers Endgame.
Now, we were thinking we were actually going to get three.
I thought that I had heard somewhere that there was going to be three of them. It would have been easy enough for them to throw another Spider-Man one in there somewhere or other, but I guess not.
Yeah, well, I mean, when your 30-second spot costs you hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, what are you going to do?
I think that Disney could probably afford it.
You think so? I don't know if they have the money for that.
I think so.
We got Captain Marvel and Avengers Infinity War, not Infinity War, Endgame rather. 30-second spots for each of them. And I think we gotta go through the trailers and see what there is to see.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and start with Captain Marvel, and similar to the way that we did it before, because we don't want to run into any legal trouble ourselves, there will be no sound here, and something that you're going to be able to see even on the stream either, but we are just going to sort of watch through it and comment and pause on it scene by scene to make sure that we potentially, you know, hit everything that we want to hit on. So,
So starting it up, we've got our shot that we've seen a couple times with Captain Marvel and her fighter pilot partner, we would assume.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little bit more of the Marvel banter,
the
I guess.
Dialogue.
I mean, what kind of everyone thinks of when they think Marvel, we get a little bit more of their characters, you know, playing off each other, but
and
really nothing we haven't seen.
The higher, faster, further, I guess, is like Captain Marvel's like mantra or whatnot.
Yeah.
So.
That is something I think that's for the movie. I don't recall that ever being like a mantra for the Captain Marvel comic books.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it is, but I don't recall that blatantly. But it's like, it makes you think of Deadpool, where, you know, his maximum effort thing. That was just in
for
the
one movie.
Yeah.
Well, really just kind of for one movie. Maybe he says it in the second one once.
He says it one time in Deadpool 2, and I think it's more just making fun of the fact that he hasn't said it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, just a little bit more of what we've seen so far.
And we get a bunch of action shots, you know, fighter jets, some training with Jude Law. Did you know, apparently, I just recently found out that Marvel actually wanted to cast Keanu Reeves in that role, was like their first choice.
Really?
But he was doing John Wick 3 and
and couldn't.
They should have waited.
Tell me about it. That would have been so cool. I'm really not a fan of Jude Law at all.
No, Keanu Reeves is quickly becoming one of my favorite actors too. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jude Law, like, he's good in like the Sherlock Holmes movies. I liked him in those, but he's okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get a lot of the shots that we've seen before. We get Jude Law looking weird. This whole trailer is unlike some of the other trailers we've seen. Like, I'm already 20 seconds in, and I don't think a single cut has been more than like 2 seconds.
Right. And honestly, there's not even a whole lot of it that I feel like is even new. You know, there was actually another Captain Marvel trailer that was dropped that had a more important scene in it. Let me see if I can find that really quick, because that's actually what I... Trailer number 2. I think that's one that we haven't actually talked about. So let's
2 months ago. We did trailer number 2. Yeah, that was the first one that we did.
Oh,
because that launched 2 months ago. And number 3.
Maybe it's number 3.
Oh, number 3 then launched 4 weeks ago.
That must be the one that
this
I'm thinking.
This must be it. Okay.
Yes, let's bring up that one and talk about that one.
Because the Super Bowl one is just like 2 second clips over and over again that... Okay, yeah, here we go. Now we've got some stuff that I haven't seen. All right, so we're going to start off with this. Wow, this is like a 3-minute trailer.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
All right, well, in fact, actually, right there at the beginning almost, you got the Captain Marvel and what's his face?
Yep, I got it.
All right, at 8 seconds, who does that look like?
Oh. Yeah, wait, what the?
We've actually known for a while that he was going to be in the movie. We don't know how much or what his role is going to be, but that is Ronan the Accuser.
Yeah, that is Ronan the Accuser.
Now, it might be before he's become the Accuser, because actually having just rewatched Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, his big thing that I think turned him into a fanatic was the wrongs that were done to his father. So,
right, he's just Ronan the Ronan at this point.
Just Ronan the Kree at this point, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. But there does seem to be... Is that Earth that all that battling is going on above? No.
No, it's not. It is, like...
Oh, what if this is the events that actually turn him, like he's with his father. His father dies in this, and that's how he becomes Ronan the Accuser.
Yeah, I think he looks like he's above Apocalypse in that first shot. What the heck?
It's the wrong universe, Joe.
I know.
Going a little bit further, we have a beach scene where I think this is the first. That was the first point we kind of get a decent look at the Skrulls, but they're going through some sort of transformation.
He looks like, oh god, it looks like they're about to start glittering. I'm getting Twilight flashbacks here. Not good.
And then, of course, your favorite thing.
The best scene. Take that.
A little bit of an extended scene there with...
I just love it. We're going to get a full fight sequence with this old lady.
No, wait a minute. We did talk about this before.
Did we?
Yes, because the next scene is her photon blasting the jukebox.
Was that not in maybe trailer 2?
Hold on. Because there was another TV spot that I need to talk about, because it had something very important in it that could affect Endgame. Like the future of, since it's like, this is like what, in the 90s, 20 years past?
Right.
Alright, here it is. Here it is.
Okay, what do you got?
Let me send this to you. Fact, I'll put it in the chat in case anybody else wants to follow along with this as well. Yeah.
Ooh. What do we got here?
All right. So specifically, I got a bunch of the usual stuff. All right. Yep. So specifically, right at about 6 seconds, she's standing on the porch with a young girl, and in this, she says, "How do I look?" And the little girl says, like, "Super fly or glitter," or something like that. All right. That little girl right there is the daughter to her partner. And if I remember correctly, let me see if I can get her identity really quick, because I believe that little girl, the little girl's name is actually in reference to one of the other Captain Marvels. Like, she grows up to be one of the Captain Marvels.
Wait, or is she going to be Miss Marvel?
No. Because Ms. Marvel is Kamala Khan.
Right.
Who I believe is Middle Eastern.
Right.
I need to find out who were the Captain Marvels. Like, I just need like a list of all the Captain Marvels.
There's been like four, I think.
Captain Marvel.
Interesting. I don't know. I don't remember that TV spot. Where did that hit?
I want to say like a week, maybe 2 weeks before Super Bowl. That's why I didn't think that we were going to get a Captain Marvel TV spot. I thought we'd get an Endgame and like a Spider-Man one.
Yeah, that would have made more sense. I thought
Monica
Rambeau.
That's I think who it's supposed to be, or it's her daughter. Because if we go to IMDb to check the credits of who her partner is.
Yeah, Captain Marvel. Okay, so we've got.
Where is she?
Yeah, where is she? Where's
I don't even see her like on the cast list.
Yeah, wait, what the heck? Oh, yeah, no. Lashana Lynch is Maria Rambeau.
There you go. So I believe that little girl is Monica, who grows up to become one of the Captain Marvels. And, you know, in here, she's like, maybe 9, 10 years
old?
Yeah,
she looks, like 9, probably.
So by the time Infinity War comes around, she could easily be mid-20s?
Yeah, late 20s, actually. Yeah. Early 30s, almost. Yeah. Huh. That is very interesting.
Interesting. Yeah.
We could have. So do you think maybe she'll just be Captain Marvel in.
No. I do think that Bree's going to be Captain Marvel. I mean, I'm pretty sure she signed on for a pretty long contract. But I think that this is sort of like one of those like really early sort of seeds being planted by Marvel. And, you know, we already know that Marvel has told us that Brie Larson and Captain Marvel is sort of going to supplant the role that that Cap is sort of serving right now, you know, who kind of holds everything together.
Right.
But with them potentially splitting the cosmic and the Earth level universe sort of and have to have their own sort of storylines, this would give you, you know, a Captain Marvel to sort of lead the cosmic universe. And if you wanted a potential Captain Marvel to still be on Earth, you know, either some type of accident could happen that gives her powers, or I think right now the prevailing theory, and this might have actually been confirmed because I think that they technically retconned it in like a prologue comic, is that the way that she got that Brie Larson's Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, got her powers is that I think her mother was actually a Kree. So she's half Kree, half human.
Yeah, right. I mean, that would go with all of the basically dialogue that we've been exposed to thus far. So that's interesting. Basically, what you'd picked up from like the Super Bowl trailer, that felt more like a hype teaser than
just
anything.
A quick TV spot. There's nothing really new in it. Just hyping her up.
Yeah. I mean, we're now, what, a month away?
We are a month and 3 days
away from Captain Marvel. I have not been jonesing this hard for like a Marvel movie in a long time.
The last one that we had was Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Ant-Man and the Wasp. Yeah, that's the last one we've had.
Wow.
That was June last year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been it was May, I think. No, it was June.
It was June. Infinity War, I think, was in May.
Originally, I think it got pushed back into April or moved up. April.
It did, you're right. Yeah. Into like the last weekend of April.
Yeah, so it's been, what, 9 months pretty much since we've had a Marvel movie?
Exactly.
So we've gotten to go through and rewatch some of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and get ready for that. But man, do I want to find out what happens next? And even then, this one's technically finding out what happens before, I guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So let's go ahead and move into the Endgame trailer then.
Yeah. All right.
Or TV spot. Sorry. So we start off with a pretty ominous look of New York here. Showing a sports field that, I mean, I guess at this time of night it would be empty anyway, but still.
Yeah. But so here we go. I like this first thing. Where do we go now that they're gone? So this is
a support meeting for the snap.
I don't even know if it is for the snap necessarily. I think that might just like that looks like it's a support. Because look at the shadows underneath it. That strikes me as being like this is a support meeting for people who lost someone in a war, like a widow's kind of support meeting.
Okay, okay. Do you think that this because you know the next frame actually shows Steve sitting down. He's clean shaven.
Right.
Hair well, so, I mean, might actually even be a little bit shorter.
Yeah,
could
it is.
This potentially be either a flashback or something to support the idea of the time travel theory?
Maybe. I think this is actually very much what it is on its face. I don't think there's a whole lot to this. I think Steve is attending, you know, a support group for people who lost, you know, soldiers in the military, something like that. I think he's trying to cope because obviously Steve Rogers, maybe more than anyone, is going to struggle to cope with something like this. He always has kind of been the one like, have you never lost a soldier before?
Mm-hmm.
And now he lost half of everything.
Right.
I think he's going to really struggle with that versus Iron Man, who's he gets to be distracted by survival, basically. Right now, like he can't grieve half of existence being gone. He has to just try to live.
Well, it's also probably something that's really abstract to him. Like, I mean, sure, he knows that probably half of everyone is gone, but the only ones that he actually saw disappear are people around him that he does, besides Peter, obviously, that he didn't right. really know.
But you're right. Meanwhile, Steve has to be on Earth and is seeing not only, you know, his friends are, you know, half of them are gone.
His failure as well as everyone is gone.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Everyone is suffering through the loss of half of life. Mm-hmm. Like this is such a fascinating movie just based on that concept, like that we actually get to see the aftermath of, because, you know, if Infinity War had ended in one movie and they'd completed the storyline there, we wouldn't get this sort of thing. By making it two movies with Endgame, we're going to get to see like how the world is reacting to what happened. And that's fascinating.
Which is also something, by the way, that I'm going to have to hold Marvel to a very high standard for, because I feel like most shows and most movies wouldn't give us that. When the second one starts, they would do either a big time jump where either it's been solved somehow and then like the season or the movie is like showing you how it was solved, but they always find a way to really skip over the big consequences, and a lot of times it feels very empty and it feels very hollow. So it is going to be very, very cool to see how they deal with that and show, and I really do hope they show us a lot of the struggles that a lot of these heroes are going through.
Yeah.
Next scene that we have is our official confirmation that Tony and Nebula are on the same aircraft as their tinkering.
At least in this sequence, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether they're maybe trying to put together like a one-man ship that Nebula is going to take, I don't know. But yes, clearly Tony and Nebula are on a craft together and are building something. I would assume maybe they're repairing her. I mean, oh man, Tony, I just realized Tony and Nebula are going to get along great. He's got the Iron Man suit and she's more robot than person at this point.
Yeah, well, and she's also done a lot of, you know, growing since we originally found her. You know, at the end of Infinity War, she had very much, I think, accepted the fact that, you know, she loves Gamora. She's her sister, and obviously she's gone now. Those two are actually going to have a lot to bond over, not just the idea of, you know, her being a mechanical and, you know, Tony being a man in a can. They've both gone through extraordinary grief now. They are both let's avenge them type of people. I think they're probably going to get along really well. And I think just because we got the scene in the original trailer of Tony, you know, sending that message, I don't know that he's in a ship by himself. She could easily be in there somewhere, charging, sleeping. I don't know what Nebula actually has to do.
Right, what she does.
Right.
And that's Tony kind of taking a moment by himself.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Very possible. Very possible.
All right.
The next scene here is the one that I think has been getting the most, I don't want to quite call it a controversy, but it's the biggest sort of theory here.
Right. Because there's like, it's either very awkwardly spaced or someone has been edited out of this shot. So we've got,
well, and it's, you know, you had mentioned, we talked about this, that if it's kind of like a rotating camera, then there are certain angles that there might be a bit of a gap in it.
Yeah, it's possible. But and, I mean,
it does kind of look that a little bit. I mean, it's very quick, so it's hard to know for sure. But I do feel like the camera is in like a turning motion.
Yeah, I mean, so we do see we've got Banner, Romanov, Rogers, and Rhodey all in this shot. And I'm trying to think, like, the only person who might also be there would be, like, I don't know, Scott Lang might be there.
Well, I mean, he obviously does show up at some point.
Yeah.
But
why would you edit that out? That.
Exactly. We know that because he actually, you know, we see in the other trailer, he does show up at some point. So why edit him out of that?
This could be just the quintessential fans looking way too hard at something.
It could just be Marvel saying, you know, screw you guys. Because if you recall from the Infinity War trailer, you remember that awesome scene of, like, everyone rushing forwards towards the camera being led by Captain America, the Hulk out of the Hulkbuster suit?
Yep.
Where was that scene?
That scene got cut before the final film, didn't it?
Never happened.
Yeah. No, and I mean, that does happen a lot. They do shots that are clearly just for the trailer. That could be what's going on here. It does look awkward, so I give people that. But again, I think if we're seeing a pan to the right now, this shot actually makes a great deal more sense. And it's just, this is the danger of dissecting half a second of footage.
All right. Next big question. Who are they looking at?
So there's a couple different possibilities for that. It could be Loki is a possibility.
Shut up, Joe. Don't make me take away your speaking privileges. It's not Loki.
Who do you think it is?
Captain Marvel's obviously a good guess.
Captain Marvel's not bad.
It could be Tony and Gamora coming back. You know who isn't here also? Let's look at everyone who was alive at the end of Infinity War. Obviously, we have these four here.
Yep.
Rocket was there. Thor. Yep.
Thor is a possibility.
Thor is a big possibility.
They look so genuinely shocked and confused, though. That's why I said someone who's they're expecting to be dead. Like, that's why I mentioned Loki, because they look at the look on Steve's face. He is shocked, or like, what is that look on his face?
Yeah. It's
disbelief.
There you go. Disbelief. It's not necessarily like awe or wonder.
Right, it's disbelief. So, like, Captain Marvel, to me, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because for as far as we know, he doesn't know Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm. I very well then think that the best guess would probably be Tony coming back.
Tony's definitely a good guess. Like, maybe the ship crashed right there, or just touched down, or something like that. That's a possibility. Thor, again, I just don't feel like that would be the look on Steve's face. Like, with Tony, he probably would believe that Tony's dead, so when he sees him, he's like, oh my god, you're alive.
Yeah.
So that could be I'm struggling, though. Like, again, like, the only problem is, like, again, I don't think it's Ant-Man, because Ant-Man shows up during the day.
No, that so yeah, we know that it's doesn't not make Ant-Man. Any sense to me. Yeah.
It's tough to say. There's a lot of different possibilities.
Because we don't want an entire movie of Tony drifting through space with Nebula. That's wasted time, you know.
Nexian Theta suggesting it could be Agent Coulson, which would be amazing.
Okay, I know for a fact that you're not caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but
you know, are you trying to subtly tell me it's not going to be Agent Coulson?
It's not Coulson, guys.
Okay.
It's definitely not Coulson.
That's sad. All right. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, there's tons of possibilities on who it could be. But most likely, I think, Tony Stark makes the most sense to me for that one.
Okay. Continuing on to the next frame, we see where Rocket is somewhere.
Yeah. Rocket,
where
to me,
is he?
Is okay, so that's water behind him. See, because when I originally saw, like, the door opening, I'm like, is he at
Thanos
Hawkeye's?
Place.
I thought he was at Hawkeye's barn, but that didn't have a big.
Oh, right, no, it wasn't near water. It looks like it could be like it reminds me of something like Nordic. Because
it definitely looks like it's Iceland. That little like fishing trap in the background or something.
So who the hell could Rocket? First of all, we're gonna know anybody on Earth. Okay.
Right. Who's he going after right now?
How even if he wanted to get off Earth, how would he go about doing it? Because he teleported in with Thor and Groot.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't have a ship that's going to get him off there.
Okay, but do you think that because Stormbreaker has the power to traverse the Bifrost now. That's how they were able to travel. We didn't see Thor there. Thor and his new friend Rabbit very close. Do you think it's possible that Thor and Rocket are off somewhere else in the universe looking for clues about Thanos?
Or maybe
for Thanos?
You know where this does kind of look like? Check me if I'm wrong on this. Does this look kind of like where Hela first appeared? Like where Odin died and where Hela first showed up?
I see where you're going about that, because they were near like bluffs out in the water, but that was also right. Just like a big giant field, and they were up on top of a bluff. I don't know that anyone necessarily lived out around there. What would be the
I'm wondering if Thor hasn't like exiled himself here. Like if he feels super guilty over what happened because it's kind of his fault.
No. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Because if anybody was maybe going to go and try and talk him out of, I mean, really, I guess
Rocket would make sense.
Cap might make sense too, but at some point you're right. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
I'm wondering if maybe that's not what we're seeing, because it's hard to say. It doesn't quite, cause it's not the same color palette they use. They used a much more like vibrant color palette in that sequence, but that could be a director's choice.
Right. It doesn't necessarily have to be the exact same place that Hela was. He just, you know, exiled himself somewhere. And it would also then sort of fit in with that scene that we saw in the original trailer, where we're like, why does he look like he's in like a cell or something? You know, if he does come back, he's obviously still going to feel the same way, that this is my fault. And he looked very secluded, very cut off from everyone, very isolated. And the idea that he blames himself for all of this and, you know, feels that way around everybody else would definitely play into that. I like that. That's a good theory there. I like that one.
All right. So next we've got,
who that was a very quick flash.
Who was that? Was that Romanoff or Brie Larson? I think
that's Romanoff.
That's Romanoff. Okay.
Yep. I've never seen
it's
her
hard to tell from the side.
Yeah. And yeah. I've also never seen her hair braided like that, but yeah.
Yeah. Neither have I.
Cool view of War Machine and Ant-Man suiting up, which again, okay, yep. So here's Ant-Man. There's no reason to cut him out. We know he's there.
We
know he joins up with them.
And I do.
Oh, look at this scene of Thor as he looks, first of all, like he's in like the belly of a ship or something, but
yeah,
he's looking out over a very Nordic looking scene. Honestly, I think that your whole exile
is right. Yeah,
I think your whole exile thing might make sense.
I think it's one of two things. Either he has gone to hunt Thanos down and get revenge,
and taking Rocket with him, that would have made sense.
Or he has said, this was all my fault, and has exiled himself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which could explain, because again, we've seen that Thor is powerful enough to contend with Thanos. Maybe they're trying to, like, we can't have him, you know, right? What I mean, he has to have a reason to not just be front and center or to show up later in the movie.
Right. Right.
So yeah, maybe,
Ronan. I'm sorry. I hate his haircut.
It is the worst.
It's so bad.
That is the worst. He looks like he's got a flock of seagulls haircut.
Oh,
what,
man.
The heck?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. I had not freeze framed on that. Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Yeah.
He's turned red and he looks like he's got helmet hair or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, that's terrible.
Next frame we get Cap suiting back up with his shield.
Yep. He's ready to go fight again. So, I mean, again, I feel like we're seeing the first 30 minutes of the movie in this trailer.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just after that, we have another scene where, again, they are all rocking, but they're all so evenly spaced out. Every single one of them, even Rocket. And then there's this big gap between, I think, Rhodey and, is it Scott maybe at that point?
Let's see. So the first one is Cap. Behind Cap is, actually, it looks like Scott behind Cap.
Okay, maybe. And then we have Romanoff, then we have Rocket. Then we have Banner.
That's Banner. Okay. Then we've got, is that Rhodey?
Yes, and then Rhodey would be in the back. The question is there somebody between between Banner and Rhodey? I guess because he's in a suit walking behind them, and he might just be walking a little bit slower, and that's why there's a little bit more of a gap.
I feel like you could perfectly fit one more person in there.
Perfectly fit somebody, yes.
You're right. Twice now, it looks like they've purposefully edited somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said before, this could just be fans looking way too hard at short clips. But yeah, you're right. It looks like they have purposefully edited somebody out. I don't know. Because again, who's there where they need to keep it a secret?
Or like, Nebula could fit in there, but it doesn't make sense for the first scene.
See, right. If Rocket's here, that leads me to believe that Rocket's not with Thor.
Oh, shit, that's a... Oh, wait, but what if that second person there behind Cap is Thor?
Why hide that?
No, because we said it goes Cap, Scott. That doesn't really make sense that Scott would be...
Oh, I gotcha.
Well, I also don't think Scott... It makes sense that Scott would be that far up in the line.
Yeah, it'd be weird for him
So what if that's Thor?
Okay, yeah, you're right. A little bit taller than Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then
kind of built. Then, yeah, it could be Thor.
Then it could be Scott that they're editing out again. But again, that doesn't
make but why any we know sense he's in the movie.
Makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, this could be I guess Captain Marvel could be there. That they could edit Captain Marvel out twice just because if Captain Marvel is if they show her in Endgame, then we know she makes it through Captain Marvel, which we know anyway, but that's straight up saying it at that point.
What about somebody from Wakanda?
So who survived in Wakanda? It could be his lead general. What's her name?
Okoye.
Okoye, yep. But, could be her. Why would you hide her?
Why hide her, though?
It could be... I mean, I had the theory a while back that Riri Williams is going to be Ironheart, or that Shuri was going to become Ironheart.
I think
that
Shuri was snapped, buddy.
I know. Well, listen, she has been one that has been the subject of a lot of debate, whether she was snapped. I think it was Feige said she was.
I feel like somebody said that she was. Yeah, that
I know.
Confirmed that she was.
But that is someone that would be worth hiding.
That's true.
So that's a possibility. Who else? I don't know who else you would bother to hide. Did Scarlet Witch get snapped? Yeah, she did.
Yep. Yeah, right. See, we're not 100% sure if Shuri got snapped. We haven't actually got like a hard confirmation one way or the other, but she was on that screen of missing people along with Peter in the first Endgame trailer.
Okay, yeah. So that could be next thing Theta saying he's not edited out, he's just so small you can't see.
Oh, Scott is in there. Oh, okay.
Scott is in there and he's just walking as ant form. That could be. That'd be stupid, but it could be, I suppose. That would be very trolly. I hate that
we have to wait so long.
I know, we still have like months to go here.
Yeah, but otherwise I think that's last shot. Yeah, then we get the the April thing. So yeah, that's all of it.
All right, so I'm excited. I'm super excited for this movie. I needed to be here now. I almost hate being like that fan who's just dissecting like second and a half clips to figure out like what, trying to piece together what's going on. But mm-hmm. I guess you know it's a show, so you kind of have to.
Yeah, yeah. I think what I'm most excited for is once this finally comes out. We might have to wait till a few months after it, so everyone gets a chance to blah 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 blah. But we've been told so many times that like everything that comes after this like spoils stuff. I'm ready to get back to the point where once this is done, Disney Marvel can start releasing their slate of movies and like what's planned like for the next 3 or 4 years. So we have a bunch of stuff to be able to look forward to and talk about and think about how it's all going to like intersect and like go together and stuff like that. So honestly, I think that after Infinity War, if they wait a couple months, they could actually do like their own little like Marvel sort of like con or Marvel convention where they just announce like the next 4 years worth of movies.
Ooh, that would be, you're right. It was fun having kind of like the timeline, and because even when you understand the timeline of it, like then it's fun trying to piece together how you get from A to B to C. We've had to like kind of just exist in the dark for so long. You're right. There's going to be like this summer, probably like in July, there'll be like an announcement where we're going to see like the next few years, and that is going to be a lot of
also
fun.
Apparently Kevin Feige has already started the search for the next Wolverine.
Ooh. Oh, maybe that's who got edited out. It's Wolverine and Reed Richards. That's who's in there.
Great.
That would be shocking.
Yeah. But anyway, guys, we'd love to hear what you guys think. Obviously, you can tweet at us either individually, Robbie_LandisCP for myself, and Scalia for Joe here on Twitter, or you know, tweet at Checkpoint and let us know what some of your theories are. If there's maybe somebody that we forgot that could maybe be the secret one that was edited out. Let us know, guys.
Yep, so that's going to be it for this issue of The Other Identity. You can follow us on social media at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. So until next time, will anyone ever direct Guardians 3? Will Joe end it all over DC Super Pets? Find out next time on The Other Identity. Same Twitch channel, same Twitch time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.